Call me in order.
All right.
Item one. Item A, roll call and introductions.
Roll call is A02. Okay, Turbine.
Here.
Esplin, Erickson.
Here.
Brunello.
Here.
Lobb.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Bobby.
Here.
Eddie, I'm sitting in for.
Well, she,
no,
she's not. No, she's not.
Also present, Kim Mastin. Okay, and Bowman and Bashner. And hold on, I gotta get two. I'll look up the name. And who are you?
Arvo, ARVO, Tulonen.
Arvo.
That's a full honor.
That's gotta be related. Okay, spell that, please.
TOOLANEN.
Morning, Char.
Okay.
Hey, Bernie.
How are you doing?
Perfect.
Hey, item B, approval of the agenda. Are there any additions or deletions?
We'll move on and do it.
Bernie made a motion to approve the agenda. Can I have a second?
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item one, wheel motor bid opening.
No, bid opening is necessarily the way to go, but anyway, these are the repair costs. We did get the other two in last time we met. We had the one meeting. The one from Service Motors is the lowest at $21,250. And the other ones were from Consumer Group Fire.
I look at these and I get sick.
All calm down.
Again, there was they had the one bid pending on there that they never did bid. They had no bid on, again, the same. So those are the three that I have.
Discussion for the board members?
Just to refresh my memory, you guys, you've got engine and tranny on here. I mean, we know that both of them need work, or they just put it on there for the
situation that they need work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But to what extent, we don't know if it's the full amount or not yet.
Well, you get, this is the highest that they had on there.
Mm-hmm. That'd be the maximum?
As far as I understand, yeah. They may run into other things, you know, as they go along. Mm-hmm. But that's what we charge them with.
Sure. You know. And it could be lower.
Yeah.
And we got the best and the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. I gave you the worst.
Well, why didn't Service Motor bid on it then? If you need an engine, down here at the Service Motor at 21.
Yeah, they're going to overhaul it.
Yeah, they're going to overhaul it.
The other one was going to replace it.
Oh, I get
right,
you.
Right.
Gotcha.
What a waste of money.
Oh, I see. It says it's here in
this
one.
I'm shocked. That's the first time I heard you say that.
I can't believe this.
Okay, well, come on. Let's move this right along here. What else do you need to know, right?
I don't know.
Let's do something.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Mr. Chairman?
What's your pleasure? I guess my thought, and I don't know if anybody else agrees, how much would it cost to contract out? This was brought up maybe two and a half years ago. I mean, we have end motors, Paul's.
It was,
Julia's.
In the range of, I think when we looked at it, I don't have those before me, but you know, within 2 years, you'd pretty much, a couple of years or so, you'd pretty much consume a lot of it. So
I think the contract out concept would be with our member communities. So whether it be Ironwood Township, Early, or Ironwood, if you contract for the use of a motor, you don't need it all the time. You need it in the wintertime, you need it periodically in the summer.
Ironwood Township don't have a big order.
Well, I don't know if you need a big one or not, but we all have motors, we all have equipment. The concept would be that you're recycling that money between the member communities. We're not sending $85,000 down to, one of these other companies. We're keeping that money internal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think all of us, we struggle and we are trying to be as, cost effective as we can be. So if we were to contract internally with the member communities, it, as an example, Hurley would swing through into the snow plowing, or Ironwood would, or they would, rent the small loader from Ironwood Township for the period that they would need it. that money stays in amongst the communities. We're not sending that money out to other areas.
Except when you need our loader, we need our loader.
I don't know, though. Down here, I don't...
Well,
my understanding is...
kind of, sort of, you know, I mean, it's in those big times.
I don't think that's probably...
When is the biggest season for the use of a loader?
Winter.
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 How about when you load up your... You don't have to load your...
It can go for, you know, 2-3 weeks, depending on, you know,
the
weather is on
there.
You know, we have windows of opportunity to apply. You know, you have the farmer who has his field ready, and he has a small window to get in it. You have weather to deal with, and then you have a small window of opportunity. If the loaders or whatever would not be available during the time, we've lost it on that opportunity to land upon. We only have so many windows to get on. The rest of it, like if they're doing corn or something like that, they want it on at certain times.
But it's something you can plan ahead. I mean,
you can't plan on weather.
Yeah,
well,
they
can use this existing loader for that sludge or whatever it is you do with it. I mean, until it breaks.
Yeah.
Well, use it up.
Yeah.
How about your snow plowing? Is it necessary to get the snow plowing done immediately?
Well, we have to get in. You know, we need to
have to get in. So
we
have a plow on your truck?
You know, we have, pardon me?
You have a plow on your truck, right?
Yeah, we have a plow on our truck. That's right.
So, I mean, you can plow the main entrance with the plow and then work the loader.
You know, the city, and was it Cachetta or somebody that said that before? I mean, I've heard this before.
Yep.
That the city comes right by here and plows the road.
And I think
you
really
do, too.
With a grader, though, right?
It's a grader. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Good. Like I say, you'd have to take and you know, that would be, you know, up to you guys, you know, if you do that.
Mm-hmm. Would a grader be too
order
big
them
for
to come in, you know, that's really coming in, turning around here on the highway.
Well, but they got the other trucks too. They got that sanding truck, and they got the dump trucks for the plow. But I know at one time you talked about a security problem with outside plow.
Right. You have to
get
in.
You know, if you had the city do it, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just reading between the lines here, but if you had the city do it, that would kind of take care of your security problem, right? Well, you have
anyone
a member opener or something that could come in here. But if a grader's too big, you've got those other trucks that come by. You got dump trucks that got plows on them and everything.
We pay the county to do our well fields, but they do the main road, and then we have to take our pickup truck with a smaller plow and we have to clean up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, if doesn't the county do that for a resident?
I'm not sure. Township don't care.
So ridiculously high.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure, but I think I spent $1,800 to do the your pump station right from the county.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, well, but every time you hire a county or a city, you're paying extreme amount of wages and fringe benefits. I mean, it's something like $75 an hour by the time you put all the fringe on there. And the rental of the unit, because we just, when they took our grader over to Walmart, remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was huge. It was astronomical what it cost to send it out.
Yeah, it was
almost
like $100 an hour.
Yeah, it was over $100
an hour.
Yeah.
But the swing through here, if you had a whatever plow we had, I mean, you're literally talking less than a 15-minute opportunity. You come in, open it up, go back out, and the cleanup would be done. It would get you access in.
And we would make a path.
Yeah.
I think you've got a plow truck. You've got a truck with a plow on it.
We have a truck with a plow on it, pickup truck.
To come into work.
Well, I mean, they're plowing the road.
Yeah.
You know, the plow it is, they should be able to do it at the same time or after the second pass or earlier than normal.
Or be an easy swing in.
And our township takes care of, we take care of our own plowing around our buildings.
Oh, yeah.
And our pump station.
Mm-hmm.
We don't job at all.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
But this is nothing new.
No.
I think I remember this whole concept.
We talked about contracts. I only got bids from
two places,
Globe. And the other one, we never did anything as far as the contract from the community.
No.
On there. We were charged with that on there. So I don't know if there would be a charge, you know, if you guys could come in for free. Part is to clean up, you know, and to make a path is one thing.
Free.
I think it'd be a cost effective. We could try it, you know, after a winter, is it working or not? I mean, cost effective to do it.
Right. The only thing, like I say, as far as the cleanup, I mean, you guys can make a path in.
Right.
But cleanup, you're limited with your plow on there. There's a huge amount of real estate here to be able to push back. When our loader was good, you know, to make
You can call a loader in any time you want from somebody local. You could have them. You could have whomever has a loader. Joe Noni has
yeah.
one, or
so
Angelo,
the city.
Yeah, or
really
whatever.
City must have big
loader. No, but I mean, you can also have somebody on, you know, that you can call in just for loader time.
Yeah, you can do that. Like
so
I say, it'd be several hundreds of dollars, you know.
Doesn't have to be other than we recycle the money amongst the members, you know. So that
well, I mean, if everybody's loader is working or broke down and you've got an emergency, there are other people
absolutely.
With loaders, is
yeah.
my point.
Absolutely.
And you're not stuck with waiting,
mm-hmm.
you know. If you determine it has to be done today, if you have to get to something, it's got to be done today. And if your loader's not there and our loader's
does everything
not
have
there.
To be done with a loader? Can it be snowblown? You know, I mean, you've got enough area here where if you're going to push it with a loader, you can come in here with a snowblower and
throw it,
oh, yeah,
and throw it back and you only do it once.
Get storage on there.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not locked into just a loader.
No.
Yeah, so they got a big snowblower.
Mm-hmm.
Sure,
they got several loaders.
So there's those concepts on there too, you know. I'm just presenting what's here.
Why don't we try it?
When you move that sludge,
yeah.
Now that's the least amount of hours, and you're saying, how much do you need that? You only need it to load the trucks when you're gonna put it on the fields.
Well, it ties up the loader the entire time. It takes sometimes, you know, we've got 2 to 3 weeks in the spring, another 2 to 3 weeks in the fall. On there, and the loader sits there pretty much the whole time.
But it, in between that, it sits there. In between there, like in the summer, you don't use it.
Right. We don't. Yeah.
No snow.
There's no snow.
As long as it doesn't snow.
Yeah. Or the only other time, like I say, is offloading equipment or something
right.
like that.
But I mean, that's where it really came to only have 1,900 hours on. You know, majority of the hours being put on by C.D. Smith when they built this place. So. There's not a lot of hours
well, about the
per year.
Hours on C.D. Smith,
well,
but anyway, yeah.
Well, I suggest that somebody then decide to make a plan. Talk to whoever you have to talk to in Ironwood and come up with either an hourly rate or something and just get it in place. And once you get it in place, talk to somebody in Hurley as a backup, because I think if you're going by here every time it snows, if Ironwood's going by, that would be the first probably the
they're
first
choice. They're running up and down that bloody
first
highway.
First choice.
Make water early in the morning.
And then, you know, then work something out with the city of Hurley as a standby or on call at a certain rate and get some kind of a formula, get some kind of a contract, get it set up. I mean, in 2 weeks you could be needing it.
Yeah, our next meeting could be the day before Thanksgiving. Too.
Well, you know, when you move snow at night,
uh-huh.
you've got a crew running around at
right.
night. There has to be,
morning.
You know, and I don't know about, you know, you're going to have to get a price. About.
Well, you're not going to have to haul it. You're
no,
not
no.
going to have to
but
load
I mean,
it
we
on
can come here at night
it.
If there was a snowstorm. If they're moving snow in the city of Ironwood on the main street, they can definitely open the gate here and come in and do the same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And push it out of here.
Yeah,
push
yeah,
it out of
right.
here.
Scott, you Charlie, you both have the manpower? In
pardon
the
me?
Yes, you have the extra manpower?
Well, to come through and do a swing through here is pretty cost effective. I mean, they swing through and they go back out. So, yeah, I think, you know, we could swing it in. I look at the county and they do all these driveways and they seem to make it work. So I think one large driveway would be a, and we'll try it, you know, maybe try it.
Well, I think it should be an Ironwood proposition because of the proximity of the highways, you know, and
yeah,
then I think
right.
Hurley might be, yeah, but I think
backup.
We should be like the backup.
Oh, sure.
That sort
yeah,
of thing
yeah.
that will be there. And the other thing is, I don't think this should ever involve overtime because
mm-hmm.
that's going to get astronomical,
oh,
and we
no,
can't.
No.
None of
oh.
it should be on in overtime.
It should be, if it's going to be done, it's got to be done very cost effective,
right.
like 15 minutes at a time or something.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Do a swing in, pass through, find out where you want
to get
snow for
whoever would have the loader and stuff, we'd have to get the pass keys and stuff to get in,
mm-hmm.
you know, to get through the gate. And
whatever. We already picked up the school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've added the school to our agenda.
About that.
Yeah, we did that. And that worked very well. You know, we don't have a problem. And again, Cookie opens things up over there, you know, does kind of what you're doing here, and then
mm-hmm.
they do a lot of cleanup. So
yeah.
that really it works very well over there with us.
That's your work here.
And you've got the manpower to clean up any
of
them. You go
like
with the loader, you're still going to clean up with your plow truck,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, this is brought up.
I mean, you go around and
yeah.
push
yeah.
out of the small areas.
2 years ago.
Yeah,
for
yeah. a long time.
At least 2 years ago.
Hmm?
What's that?
So this is a secure facility. It's not the same as the school parking lot, which is wide open to Joe Blow and everybody. Here you have to have
security clearance to get the clicker to go through the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well,
you know what kind of guy should drive in your plow?
Well, I would
every winter, that. Every winter, I get hung up on a big snow hump out there because they're too doggone lazy, or whatever you want to call it, to push it away a little bit.
But Kansas City, hey, give them a clicker to open the gate when they come in?
Well,
I mean,
we'd have to authorize and get one out down there.
Well, before you kill the whole thing because you're afraid it isn't going to work, why don't you try to get it to work?
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't work, then go back and say it doesn't work because. Rather than just poo-poo the whole idea, because there's things that have to be worked out, as in any plan. I would certainly hope that if Dave Lever or one of our guys was on the loader, one of your guys, that they're, do they care what's over here? I think they're good about opening a gate, locking a gate. I think these are people you can probably trust. They've been through the city for a long time.
Yeah. Well, even compare those people to a private.
Oh, yeah.
Private flower. I would definitely take somebody that works for one of these cities.
You can hire a company. You don't know what Yahoo is.
You don't know you're hiring the company and not the person.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. You know, like I say, as far as the getting in the gate down there, they're going to use the grader, which I presume would probably be the easiest thing to use to get in here because that's wide enough. It's going to be the least amount of path on the highway out in front. If that's the way you're going to go, they could hit the gates and when they're doing that pass, come through and it would take them
That would clean the entrance, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If Mario's getting stuck on humps there, it's because the city's put it there, but nobody else is. Nobody else has cleaned it up. But I mean, this way, you get a pass in and you get a pass out.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is that like a lot of times we'll come and we'll clean up and we'll do our thing, and then you know the city may have done an initial push.
Yeah.
They can come at it any time.
And
5 minutes before she comes
and
run out.
That's the same thing as my
guy. Yeah.
That's
like anybody.
In the winter.
Yeah.
They do it at my house all the time. I get nothing.
Well, what are we going to do?
Yeah, what's your plan?
No, we aren't. We're going to make a plan here.
Yeah, cool.
What's our pleasure? Where do we want
to? I'll make a motion that we get together with the city of Ironwood and city of Hurry for a backup. And try to keep it open, make a pass through earlier.
Whatever.
And then when they've got spare time, they can come and finish the job.
And as far as the loader goes, just let it go?
Yeah. And
we'll
try for this year this way.
Yeah, let's try to work something out for this year. See how it works.
Right now, you're holding off on doing any type of maintenance, you said.
That's right. Yeah.
So I would go ahead then at that point
and
do whatever you can for maintenance and try to make this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, basically it's the oil, it's the other things and stuff like that.
Sure.
Keep it workable, because you are going to need it.
And if you need it for your product,
we haven't gotten a second yet.
Well, I'm just saying, if it craps out, you know.
Well, at that point, I think we're going to have to.
If it craps out, don't call Hurley, because we said already, we made a motion to buy. If it craps out, they're covering your ass.
Right, we made a motion to buy it.
Because, I mean, right now it's getting to the point when the guy...
You said ask, that way it's interesting.
Right now, when it's getting to the point on there, like, you can barely lift the sludge up, you know, and get it into
that's
the truck
the cylinder.
On there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's other issues as far as power issues.
Well, it's a pump. But I mean, I would do the maintenance to try to make it last.
Okay, I'm just asking the question on there: is that when it craps on there, and you know we're not going to repair it, then get a hold of you guys to use the loader.
That's right.
Well, I think our member community, what you're finding, and I think this end of the UP is, we need to do things together. We need to share our opportunities, share our expenses, and every opportunity we have to do that, we have to look at it seriously. And that's what we're trying to do here.
I'm discussing.
Well, you call your board, and your board is made up of the communities, and we have to solve the problem. It will not be your problem. You call your board. Is
very
that correct?
Good.
This is not your problem. We gave you a direction.
Yeah.
That direction maybe isn't going to work, so you come back to us. It becomes
like
our problem.
It's like firing and hiring. You
that's
put it on a board and say,
that's right.
Here it is.
That's
I'm trying to, all I'm trying to do is just...
You don't have my number, so that's okay.
I'm just saying, like if the spring lock comes and there's the loader craps on there, you can't use it on there, you'd be willing to lend a loader for a 2 to 3 week period.
You know what? You may be able to go to these guys and say, we want to give us a
loader.
Call John Deere, call Nortrax.
Yeah.
Pretend you're going to buy it.
All I'm saying is that
Okay, I have Bernie made a motion. Do I have a second?
Okay, now we have to know how this motion goes, guys. Just one thought. Okay, this is what I wrote down. If Ironman the Hurley plow was out,
We're all working together.
Plowing is
going to
be a mutual.
My motion was that
we work
through the bullshit. Go to the city of Ironwood when they're plowing that highway. They come in, make a pass, and after they get time, they will come back and finish speed up and have a
I don't have to put all of that in the motion, right?
Try to work out a plan. The motion is to get a plan with the city of Ironwood to open up the facility when it's
Mark, when do you usually have this open? When do your people, do they come here at 6 o'clock or something? Or
it's on plow days, if it's had been heavy snow on there, generally the guy who comes usually comes around 5 or so.
Okay. So, I mean, that's what we have to.
You got to work with your
guys. We have to.
Find out where they are.
When we come down this highway, we've got to have this thing open by...
They might have to...
6:30 or 6 o'clock or something.
Some jumbling.
6 o'clock, yeah.
Whenever the people are coming here. So we're not going to do anything out of the ordinary. Whatever you're used to, that's what we've got to do.
Repeat the motion again.
So actually what you're saying... The two entities want to get together to make a plan.
Include all three of them.
You don't have to wait until the flow is done.
The member communities will. All three entities will get together and work on a plan.
When are you
going
to do that? Doesn't that fit in here? Snow's going to fly tomorrow.
Saturday.
We'll get it done.
Get it all the way. Can't see it as it is. So somebody spell it out perfectly so I can have a sensible.
We'll make it work.
Well, that never works either. So please tell me how you won't be the right.
We want it to be very general.
We'll make a motion that the city of Ironwood.
Just for now, make it general.
Yes.
While they're, and then we can.
We're planning. We'll take the lead.
All you want to do right now is make a plan on how it's going to work, and then. We'll, you know, that's what you're looking for is a plan.
Make a plan.
With the city of Ironwood to open the place up. That's all you're doing.
That's what all the people are going to be involved.
Well, we're going to start with the city of Ironwood and
to work with the wastewater treatment plan regarding snow removal?
Yeah.
Cool.
There you go.
If Ironwood can do the majority of this, I'm saying we can't do the majority of it. That's all I'm saying. It's got to be the majority of it done from the city of Ironwood because of the proximity.
They're the ones that are blowing the road.
Now I want Dave Lefkowitz to say, but it makes sense. With backup from the other communities.
Do you want to vote? We've always said roll call
regarding the order. Okay, this is the vote on that. Bernie made a motion. You seconded, and this is what you said. Member communities will make a plan to work with the wastewater plan to perform snow removal.
Fine, that's good.
Perfect.
Better yet?
Less is more.
Let's do a roll call.
Okay.
More is too much.
That's right. Less is more.
I don't like to make sure I have a sound right. Herman.
Yes.
Aston?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Bernie?
Yes.
Can you go phone check him? No, I don't. Okay. Jamie?
Yes.
Okay, item C2, consider SEP adjustment for union contract agreement.
Very nice. Very nice. Very clear.
Yeah, I like this joke.
Yeah,
I was actually able to understand this.
I was. It's sad, but it's nice.
What is this back like in sixth grade when we have the graphs we could all understand?
We asked Mark to give us a truck weight income.
Exactly.
Regarding the outside income regarding the truckways, and we're going to discuss a SEP agreement. I think you're putting $20,000 away for a year for the last 10 or 11 years or so.
Everybody understands the truck waste income.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the board pleasure?
Well, where is it going? When does it get under what we're putting in, or when does it get close to 100% of what we're taking in and putting into debt? I guess that's kind of the issue. You're already at 56%, which is the highest it's ever been.
Yeah.
And
well, we took in 35,000 and we're taking out 20. Is that what that means?
Took in, yeah.
It's got to be more than 56% then. But it might include the interest.
That's a little bit of a glitch
actually with some of the percentages. If you ignore the percentages and just look at the numbers.
And to clarify this, I guess for my own self, the wastewater plant has a standard retirement package through MERS. This is a separate, I'll call it a supplemental or additional retirement package on top of that. That was implemented at some point when the truck waste revenue was coming in, and finances really weren't as challenging as they were now. I mean, that's the way I see it.
Well, it started when the truck waste income was around $76,000 at that point.
Do you think this date is pretty accurate?
Yes.
96 and 97.
Yes.
It wasn't prior to that. Okay.
It was 96 is when they negotiated somewhere in there. And I have backup for that.
Sure, not a problem.
Anyway, so that was the baseline on there of you know, and it just happened to work out to be 26. They threw an even number of $20,000. The letter of the law on there, as you stated it, is correctly. We do have a municipal employees retirement system on there. And there also is a SEP plan, which stands for a Simplified Employee Pension Plan. Whatever the exact word, so the technicality is that it is a pension plan on there. If you wind back to 1996 on there, there were no health care employee retirement plans. There were no things or vehicles in there. The employees at that time were looking to drive a health care cost. They saw the cost coming. They were looking out to whether their payments could be pay for healthcare, because at one point the municipalities were paying for healthcare post retirement on there. That with cost and everything, it went away. That was the only vehicle that they found. They searched around for a vehicle to basically, you know, have a tax withholding vehicle for them on there. Again, there were no healthcare retirement plans or things of that nature at that time. So they picked this. This is what they chose. Everybody understood that's what it was for. Mm-hmm. You know, now wind forward on here, and as you say, it states that it's a retirement plan. And so, you know, it came up as being double dipping as far as what that is. But if you wind back to where it was, you know, maybe at some point it should have been something different. I'm not saying one way or the other whether, you know, I'm proven, I'm just giving you facts as to where it was on there. And
there's no requirement to be used for healthcare though. I mean, it can, if the employee decides to use that funding for healthcare, they can.
It's,
or if they decide to use it for something else, it's really their discretion.
Yeah. I mean, it's income on there. So as, you know, the healthcare plans, I mean, if you take them out, you know, that's what they are now. You're specifically for that. But those vehicles didn't exist in 1996.
Besides, they have to be 59 and a half to be able to draw from us.
So I'm just stating the facts as they were, you know, and then there was
set up
no
as an IRA then.
There's been no
set up as an IRA if you've got to be 59 and a half.
Pension.
Yes.
Pension.
Yeah. And then you can do it.
That's the way it was set up, because that was the only vehicle in town.
Well, right now, if they started with 76,000, they took out 20. Mm-hmm. Now you're down to 35,000.
Right.
What happens if you cut that in half?
Well, that was my point. What do you do when you dip under 20,000? Where does it come from? Out of the interest?
Well, I'm saying cut to 20,000.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if 2008 and 2009, you only took in just 15,000 or something, just say, and you want to, and you're still paying out 20,
right.
Where do you get the extra 5 out of interest?
No, I think you got to reduce the 20.
Mm-hmm. I think it should be a percentage across the board.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. It's more or less about, I'm using
75 and 35, if I used half, I just said half.
Yeah.
But the percentage would be the same thing.
I know
it would be less than what I...
Right.
There was talk at one point of you know, taking that $20,000, that 26.3%, and using it as a fix it. But that kind of went away a little bit, because as you see during the fat years on there, if you would have taken 26.3%, it would have went way up on there at that point. Because we didn't know where we were. See, the emphasis of that was is that, you know, these are revenues, these truck waste revenues. You got to understand is that, you know, we as a wastewater plant and as employees, and I want to say this correctly so I don't offend anybody on there, but we as employees, you know, do our jobs on here on a daily basis. This truck waste income is something over and above of what we do. We solicit and work, and there's a lot of sampling and things to go out and find out these various things. Otherwise, you know, we could, you know, like I say, just sit on our hands and do our job.
So you're making money with my business.
Pardon me?
You're getting paid to make money with my business, because I've already paid you through your salary and through your benefits to do a job, and now you're taking my business on the side and you're making this extra money? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that
I think that this should go back to the municipalities. You're doing it. It's the same thing as if I hire you, I got a construction company, and on the weekend you're taking my tools and making a living, and you're not giving me anything.
No, I'm saying is that what I'm doing is that we're doing things as a construction company. You come in and you hire me to build a house, and we do the building of the house on there. But in the meantime, on my own time, looking out, I go and find other jobs and find other houses for you, and so that you can build. So we're all making more money.
But you're doing this. You're doing this with this plant. You're taking that sludge and running it through this plant.
That's right. Yeah. And
I'm considering this plant my plant.
Yeah,
I'm
but
just saying
it's
for the sake of argument.
And
where does this, when you do that, where do those costs come from? Are you taking the cost that it takes to run this plant out of this?
It's being paid. Those costs, the additional costs, run through the user fees. We're charging the truck waste fund.
Yeah, but that shouldn't go to the employees. You're using this plant. That plant
well,
is being.
It's
revenue that you wouldn't have.
Right.
It's what they did.
Okay,
right.
We're not going to look back, but
no,
I'm just saying that's my argument for reducing
it. It's a perk.
It's a perk.
It was a perk when things were good.
And now they're bad.
Now that
everyone
is
around here.
What do you mean they're bad? How are they bad? They're still making money on it.
$35,000 compared to, if you take it for a percentage, they got 20 for 75, right? They took 20 out of 75.
Yeah.
And a percentage. So now you're down to 35.
And they're still paying 23, they still got 15.
No, but not by percentage.
Mark,
we're gonna
is
go
it
by
spread
percentage.
Evenly for everybody, or is it by hourly wage? If you take this 20,000, does every employee get
it's
a...
based on wage.
It is based on wage. It's not across the board every...
All I'm trying to do is kind of... One of the aspects I'm trying to get you to understand as far as the truck waste web revenue is that it's like... you know, we've gone out and worked hard to configure the treatment plant to be able to take these things, these outside waste revenues, and do the laboratory work and things. And to our credit, I mean, I'm just saying is that there's many wastewater plants and things that are out there that don't take on this. They do their job. They do their thing. The employees, the superintendents and things look at this as a lot of extra work, a lot of extra headaches, a lot of extra permitting and things on there, and just pay me my salary. No, I'll just take the water that comes in through the pipe. And this, we didn't take that attitude. What I'm just saying is that one of the things that are in here is that this is an attitude changer on there, is that, you know, what benefit does it do anyone other than, you know, you guys have benefited as far as the plant goes tremendously from millions of dollars worth of revenues that have come into this facility based on extra effort that has been done to configure ourselves such to do so. You know, we could have sat back here 15 years ago and said, no, can we take it in? No, not really.
Well, you wouldn't have been doing your job.
Right. We'll find somebody to take it in.
I mean,
we'll find somebody to do
in
the
all
job.
In all honesty, when you run a company, you do everything you can to.
Well, that's the
yeah.
That's
well, exactly,
job.
And that's part of your job. You know, I mean,
right.
You get paid, you get benefits, you don't get. I guess
well,
you don't get invoice.
Has been spent. It's all.
I mean, you do when you can afford it, Mark. But when you get down to a situation like this, where you've got everybody strapped, we just raised our sewer fees. We're going to raise them like 15% 2 years in a row. So, and getting back to where you are, that you need to help out the people in your community to keep, you know, things aren't 2001, 2002 at $195,000 extra dollars. Things aren't there. The bottom line is it's $35,000.
And the trend is it's going down.
And the trend is,
change.
You said so yourself. So now we need to adjust. For the good years were there, and if we're now in the lean years, it's the matter, and we have to adjust it. And I think that's all we're looking to do. Is find a fair and equitable way of doing it.
Understandable on there. I know where you're coming from on
and
there.
And I know what you're saying, too. I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay, I appreciate that.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I appreciate that.
What's the board's pleasure? I know Tom was saying about half.
Well, and maybe percentage is the right way to do it. Percentage compared to take the percentage that they started with. 20 out of 76, 20 over 76,
mm-hmm.
and take a percentage at this point for over 35.5 or whatever it might be. No, here's another thing. No.
No, that just happens to be that.
No, you've already taken out 12.6 or something, right?
Well, it didn't.
Yes, because that's all the we don't apologize for doing that way.
Yeah,
so 12.6 for this year,
okay,
it looks like, $20,000 has already come in.
But
that's because the $20,000 divided up equally, we always do it that way. I follow past practice. And then at the end of the year, we make it up. I look at all the salaries, then it gets adjusted to according to wage.
But the start of this budget in July or whatever we had, you took out 12.6 right off the bat, right? For this
right,
year that we're
$20,000 set aside in the budget, yes. That was due in October. The other ones actually due the end of June. But we wait till the end of the year so I have all the numbers, and that gets paid in July.
So with a percentage, just doing it in my head, it's going to be less than 12.6. So what do we do there?
It'd be like 9,300 or
right.
Yeah, I think that.
Yeah, but we didn't know about this.
No, I know. So.
Well, we're not taking it back. Why don't we could cap it at 12.6
for this year and take up the balance for next
year?
Well,
then you have a real problem, and I have to speak up now, because I divided it, as I've done in the past, and everyone else before me, equally amongst us.
Well,
this money is now, hold on now, this money is invested now in each one of our pots. If you go now, take this by percentages, how am I going to give this back?
No. Leaving the 12.6 last for this year.
Well, you didn't leave me finished, okay? But I just asked you to make sure that I was correct. I'm doing it by memory. My memory isn't that good.
Yeah.
But you took out 12.6 at the beginning of this budget.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we cap it at 12.6 for this 08-09 year, and we come into next year, it's going to go by a percentage of what you bring in.
Indexed.
Right.
Well, I think we review it every year.
That's
what's in the contract.
So at this point, from the decision we just made, you're up $3,000 or $35,000.
Yes.
Because you already took out 12. Okay.
Right.
So we're going to cap it at 12.6 instead of 9,300.
You just
said we were going to do it at 9,300.
Okay.
You've already taken.
So you're saying that the original portion of this is not going to be.
Oh, good. Oh, I see. You did that.
Oh, that is a problem. It's because the person who does the paperwork has to be done according to income. Mark always gets the biggest chunk, I get the smallest. But we've always, through the years, made two payments different. You know, the first one goes
to
the same, and then the second, next one, I might get $200.
Right, well,
and he might get 2,000, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's
how
you always make it up.
So that's, you're right.
But you just take what you have,
but they haven't proportionally
No, they haven't. They've done flat.
Knowing that you were not going to follow through with the rest of this 1,000.
But is that proportional distribution find somewhere? I mean, does it have to be that way?
Yeah.
Or that just way
Well,
so now
the problem is all this money at this point has been invested, as I'm saying.
Well,
if you don't get
we're not going to be able to take it out.
Well, I don't know if you...
better make sure you look into this.
Yeah, this,
what do you mean by taking it out?
Redistributed.
Yeah. She got two. Some of them, if we capped it, would already have gotten more than their share.
Well,
yeah, because they do a flat, and then they adjust it later.
Right.
They adjust it in the second payment.
Right. At that point, I look at the total wages earned by each person and do it proportionally. Okay? I'm the lowest paid person, so I always get the least amount added to that big first amount. And so right now, if this is all we're going to get, then I've been overpaid and others have been overpaid and he's been underpaid.
Yeah. Because if we're not going to
finish out the whole 20,000, it screws everything up. Literally.
Go ahead, Mark. All right.
Literally.
May I?
According to the agreements they have,
okay,
right?
Okay. It's just a suggestion on there that there could be two things as far as this supposed to make this palatable or whatever you want to do. One would be, I agree with you, Tom, as far as the fixed percentage on there. You know, I think that would be the fairest way as it comes up and down. He gets ownership for that kind of thing. So this year, you know, like as correct as said, this last column in the right-hand column on there, it's indexed 23.6%. That's that meant on there.
Had it
so
been.
At that. So it's fixed at that. So at right now at 35,000, well, let's take it at, yeah, if you took, like, say, this year we're already kind of committed to where we are, or if you want to change it, that's up to you. But if say, next year, you took the previous year's income that was on there, indexed it to say 26.3%, and if it was, you know, say $35,422, the payment would be $9,326 based on past years. Because that way you'd have a previous year to configure a solid number to look at, because you don't know what the future is going to bring. We could either get something could happen, or K&W is forced, you know, to come here again on there, and our revenues could shoot back up to the $200,000 range. So we don't know what that is, or it could go away on there. So if you index it to the previous year, which we do, you know, on a lot of different things, that's one aspect. The other aspect would be to look into another vehicle other than a set disbursement. Maybe change this to maybe a healthcare or something, or there's something more palatable on there that would be exactly earmarked, because these vehicles do exist. I'm just throwing these out as suggestions on there, because you could, if MERS offers one, other, you know, firms offer them, insure employees benefits or something. I'm just saying that the option.
And we could, you could also do a percentage with a cap.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
exactly.
You know.
Yeah. I would hesitate to commit future reviews of this, because I think we have contracted annually it should be reviewed.
Right.
So I think each year you take a look at it. This year we can do whatever we feel is appropriate. Next year the board can look and say, okay, where do we sit now? Are we going to use the same methodology? Do we want to change it? I wouldn't want to commit future.
It's changeable anyway.
Sure, it's
reviewed every year. You can do whatever
year,
you want. You can put it in for 5 years, and the next board gets to look at it anyway.
Yeah, but if we make
it's reviewed every year.
Not quite easy.
Well, that's the contract. We review it every year. So why are we just going to review it every year?
But we still got to figure out what we're going to do this year.
Already, how much money we've taken in.
How can we solve this?
So it's no problem. At that
this
point
year,
you can
we made our payments so far. I'm not sure.
We can't take it back.
No, I know, but we got to figure out how we can work with what they've done.
Well, I think it's calling the administrator of this program and say, here's the dilemma. What can you do to rectify it? Because it's really through the administration of this that people are administering the SEP program for you, right? When they put into their accounts, is there a way to adjust the accounts now to rectify the?
I think payments
are what they are. I don't
checking before we come up with a final deal.
Right.
I think you've got to talk to somebody and see.
It's an interesting concept that you would take $20,000 but then distribute it based on wages.
It's the way this stuff.
I know, but you know that is kind of interesting.
Yeah,
it should be per. In my opinion, it should have been per person anyway.
Guess I'd argue with you, because you have, let's just say, a laborer that's getting $8 an hour, and you have an administrator that's getting $25 an hour.
The laborer needs it more.
It's not for the administrator that's working for. All right, put your sign for one.
The way the stuff was configured. Believe me, I was on the periphery of this negotiation at that time when it was done, and employees were not happy with that, but they were looking more like the health care retirement, where it was a set kind of amount, or it was some...
They weren't happy with this?
Well, no, it was the methodology of work. Because what happened is that when the stuff was done on there, it was negotiated as a union type thing, and they negotiated themselves when they found out that the stuff was the vehicle it was, and part of it, when you get into the nuances on it, all employees had to be covered. We had part-time employees at that time, we had administrative staff and other things, and we were covered, and they didn't anticipate it. Well, I don't know if they did, but anyway, that was not the intent on them, and it happened on them. So, the thing is that changing the vehicle of this to something else at a future time would be one way. But that's the audience dilemma this year. You know, the payments that are there, I don't know.
You should do some checking, I guess. It's a matter of see what they
call
do.
The administrators and see
what
they can do.
I think that would be difficult because these things have already been invested.
Well, all I can say is that money is dispersed. As money said is dispersed, is dispersed.
Yeah.
What do you do from this point forward?
But why can't it be moved? I guess why can't that money be moved out of an account?
This is just me talking.
Yeah. I'm just asking.
Because it's invested. Now I'm the only
person. I invest money and I change it.
You're not giving it away.
I believe, and I could be wrong, but that I'm the only person of all of them here, since I'm the oldest one, that can take money out of there. You have to be 59 and a half before you can take money out. You can't say, gee, we put this much money in and be screwed up. Now, really, if you take this much out of here, I bet you it'll be a hell of a problem.
Yeah, it's locked in.
Let me just clarify what Zach is asking. I think so far this is that, okay, you budgeted $20,000. A portion of it has already been dispersed into individual retirement accounts. You know, that's everyone's personal account. You're not talking about doing anything with that, are you?
They want to go back. They're looking at it proportionately to income and asking the company to redistribute it.
What we're doing is capping at 12.5, and you're telling us it's not going to work.
Well, you can cap it,
but I do not believe that the redistribution at this late date is possible. So now the only opportunity that I think exists is for me to go my meager little $15.53 pot and give it back to whoever money I have too much of.
I see your point, because if she takes it out, is that account penalizing?
Call somebody who knows.
Let me
hear
some. Call somebody. Tell somebody.
We don't know.
Okay,
may I?
Yes.
Sure, you got 10 minutes.
All right, I'll go relatively
quick.
Okay. So
right now we've got $20,000 that was dispersed, right? Was budgeted. Okay. Mario, how much have you spent? Have we expended this so far this year?
12.6.
Okay, so we've used up a little more than half. So we've got 12,600.
It's always done in this kind of division. I don't know why. 12,600.
Okay, whatever. Okay, so this is not appropriated. If you want to go down to that, like I say, these are in individual accounts on there. These are personal funds and stuff that are in.
Divide 12,600 by the number of employees, Mark. Everybody got
$2,100.
How much? $2,100. Everybody got $2,100.
Yep. Okay, yeah.
Right?
Okay, right. Well,
right. But they shouldn't. You would balance out the percentage in the next payment.
Well, there's more than six employees.
Perfect.
Yeah.
No.
But not that.
So, yeah, okay. This part was proportional. We usually make up the difference to the end because we don't know what everybody's salary is. All I'm saying is that if what you're looking to do is just the cleanest way to go on there without getting all messy is just to accept what this is and take the rest off.
Leave it
on there and deal with what it is. Yes, it's going to get extremely messy.
And that's all I wanted to do was cap it.
A one time.
That's what we did, I thought. And that's when all the manure is the fan, right?
Well, because you're doing something in the middle of a process.
Okay, but why can't it stay the way
it is? You know,
that was my question to start with. If you're capping it, just leave it go. You're not going to change. The only thing that
I can...
No, it's not union.
No, it's not union.
Well,
the
cap is
in
the union contract.
Oh, it is.
There is
in there, but it says you can review it annually.
Yeah. The only wrinkle to this whole thing is as long as the employees stay the same for the next fiscal year.
Well, the only thing with that is...
Then it'll work out.
Yeah, the only thing that a caveat that I got to say with that is that there's probably going to have to be some type of proportionate in there because the first payment is done evenly.
Right.
According to the step on there, it's got to be proportionate to income on here. Mm-hmm. So that there would have probably an expenditure of somewhat, maybe not $20,000. It's not going to be, but it's going to be something less than that.
In other words,
you know, to make
in other words, you're going to go, if she's the lowest paid employee and her share is $2,100, that's where you would stay. That would be your
floor.
The proportion for her is 21, and that would be the floor. And you'd have to, in that second payment, bring everybody else up proportionately.
Exactly, yeah. Correct.
And that would be... And
Katie, we don't know that for a fact.
No,
yes,
no. But if you couldn't redistribute the first payment.
Right.
Why can't they bring somebody in and talk to us?
Or get it over.
We're not
paying. Not that big of a deal.
No.
Don't think they get these phone calls all the time. This is what they do.
We want a motion to table us until the 26th meeting while we get answers.
I have had a feeling that
November 26th.
November
26th. Charge me to wait 1.5
times.
The day before Thanksgiving, the day before my birthday.
The day after.
You've already had
November 27th is Thanksgiving. November 27th is Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
Could you guys get real quick?
I want to go to 19th.
You're way in the good.
Yeah, that's before.
19th.
I know.
What's the board's pleasure?
I'll make a motion to go next meeting.
Hold on a second. Where do we want to bring these people regarding the staff?
You throw some stuff out there, and I don't know what you want me to do.
Just be a phone call.
Conference call. We'll have a couple of us involved in this, so we can all ask the same question.
Why don't we just invite Dave down?
Let me see what's
about my email.
Item 3, depository resolution signature changes.
Yeah, it's when you guys did the marketing tell them. Oh, never mind. Okay, there's the depository resolution always has to be done when a change in names have been made for people that can sign. And so what I have to do is fill in the blanks here with the members that are voting, you know, on this thing. We've already actually done it, but this is just to put it on paper and get it signed. And I have to put this in with our...
Don't you take their signatures and put them on file or something?
They're on file with the bank, but
yeah.
This is for our records.
Basically, you just have to...
Yeah.
You need a motion to approve the resolution?
Yeah,
I'll
make
that motion.
Just make sure you have the signatures on file.
Scott made the motion. Do I have a second?
My wife's got both of mine in hers.
It's a resolution. Do we do a roll call? I'm not sure. I think we do.
Okay, roll call. German?
Yes.
Erickson?
Yes.
Lamb?
Yes.
Brunello?
Yes.
Francis?
Yes.
And Sean? It was brought up about changing the meeting date and time. What do you want to do that for the next meeting?
I think we should move that up 1 week to November 19th, Wednesday. Okay with you guys?
What?
November 19th. Instead of 26th is the day before.
Why do you want to do that, Bernie?
Because it Thanksgiving is the 27th.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't we move it up to the 19th?
Okay, the only opportunity...
Shar can't make it.
On the 19th?
On the 26th.
Yeah. Give it a try. I'm not sure if I'll have the financials. It all depends on when I get my stuff.
Well, if you don't have them, have them for next meeting.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll try my best to have
okay.
It.
Okay. Well, while we're talking about it, I won't be here. I'm gone for the month of November, so virtual will be my alternate. Our alternate.
Hey, wait a while. We got a conflict.
Okay.
We got a conflict. If she don't take office on the 20th, why can't we have that meeting on the 20th?
And well, she'll
yeah.
Be.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
She'll
be
official.
Official.
We don't have until noon on the 20th, so whatever is fine.
We better do it.
We'll do it in the afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We'll have an afternoon meeting.
Carl,
2 o'clock? It'll be okay. I'll start 2 o'clock meeting.
I'd like it at 2.
Sure. I'll make that motion. We have a 2 o'clock on
November
20th. And Kim will be officially our new supervisor.
I don't think Char's leaving until the 21st on that Friday.
No, but she don't want to be here on the 26th.
Right, I know, but that 20th will work.
She'll be
yeah.
Here.
Okay.
All right.
2 p.m.
Bernie,
2
o'clock.
Bernie made the motion, but I have a second.
12 seconds.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carried.
You got a second on that test?
Yes.
Item D, public comment.
Okay. And you got that, I'll be gone, right? I got a public comment problem that I want to make.
All right.
I saw this board for 8 years. And I worked with Mark for 8 years. And Mark was in this plant for about 22 years, Mark. And I think he did a hell of a job. He ran his plant in black for 22 years. I think he did a real good job. And Maya took care of our footwork
our banking. And I think she did a real good job. And we have a chief maintenance man, Jeff. He's been there for about 2 years now.
In that position,
he goes around the plant and he cut costs, a lot of costs for us. I think he's doing a tremendous job. The lab boys, Loja, Fatford, and now Burnell, no complaints. And the three men out in the field are doing a wonderful job, and I think we should recognize them a little bit and give them a letter or something for some of their service.
Put a letter in the file?
Yes. Because, you know, they're going to run this plant. And if it wasn't for these guys with a good morale, we wouldn't have nothing here.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Okay.
Thank you.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, I got a couple of comments on there. Is that when this resolution that we had, that you passed, I just need signatures before you leave on that. As revised.
Okay.
The other comment that I have, I have a note that was given to me by Operator Stacy Eutie and Ray Burnell. They would like to ask the board meeting be held after working hours so that all interested parties could attend. They feel that public meeting. Anyway, just a note.
No. This is a good time for me. I think it's a good time for everybody.
So, anyway, a note from them asking that the meeting be held at some time, after working hours.
I don't need another
supper
time meeting.
Because they're working right now, so they can't be here for public comment. The other item I have is that I don't know if you all received this email that I sent out yesterday regarding this program coming up, Liquid Assets. And it's an exemplary documentary that's been produced, and it's going to be aired by WNMU. I don't have the exact date, but it'll be later in November. And I put in emails that I sent to you and Jamie. If I can get your email, include you on some of those. It's kind of informational, but it's a really big deal. And I sent this to you basically on your behalf as far as community. Jamie, your community has done a lot of their infrastructure work, a township, and Kim, you're facing infrastructure work out there. You guys are facing a huge amount of infrastructure work. The basis of this documentary, and I would love to see it done in a public forum somehow, and some announcements and PAs in the paper, and to get as many people as doing it. One of the things from one of the organizations they're doing is that one of the local colleges, they're going to have a public airing of this when it's done on there, so they can have kind of a panel discussion. And the basis of this whole documentary is to give people a history of a lot of our assets, and specifically water and wastewater. I've viewed portions of the documentary, and it's exemplary done. If you've ever seen the History Channel and some of the way that it's done, it's kind of done in some of that fashion. And it's a wonderful tool for you guys to use to because you have a huge PR coming up. Like Bashar said, you're increasing your rates by 15%. Another year, 15%, and everything. And you are not going to get any help much from the feds. There's not going to become money out of the sky for you to replace your water and sewer pumps. It's going to fall on all of us as ratepayers, to burden these shoulders. And the whole purpose of this program is as a big PR thing to get people to understand that this is not going to happen on their own. That people have to understand what the infrastructure is, how important it is. It's not buried out of sight, out of mind type of thing. It actually is doing and performing something. And I'm just presenting it to you as a board and asking for your help to maybe publicize this. And your suggestions, I think it would be a wonderful thing if this board were to kind of take it on themselves to maybe contact the Globe and maybe work with Lawrence or somebody and maybe have a public forum, a public screening, if that's possible to do. And as a jumping off point, I think it would be a great tool for you guys. You're always looking for good PR ways, and this is a great jumping off point for you. A wonderful spot to start discussions with people.
Mm-hmm. What was the date again, Mark?
I don't know the date that it's going to be aired by NMU. It's in later November.
Well, that's Channel 13, right?
Yeah. What's that?
Channel 13.
Channel 13.
At least get the right, you know, the channel there.
I don't know. Anyway, look, check your email box. I'm not Jamie. I'll send it to you.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. I'd like a copy of that too, Mark, so I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, just send it off to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm guessing
most of you should have it. I just want to make it a little more formal as far as this board, and if the board wanted to take some maybe formal action or something or whatever at some point, because the time is kind of pressed, I didn't know when it was going to be. I had to talk NMU to actually getting air. They weren't going to air it. They are. That's a different organization.
Oh, okay.
So that's why that date doesn't work.
Right.
Leaving, eh?
So, okay. That's
okay. Yeah, I'd like to work on that.
Is
there any other public comments?
Make a motion to adjourn.
If not, let's have a motion to burn.
You're out of here.
Bernie made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?